Welcome to Third Tuesday Conversation, a monthly podcast that focuses on the ministry of faith formation with children, youth, and families in ELCA congregations. Our goal is to engage in conversations that strengthen and empower your ministry world. This podcast is produced by the ELCA Youth Ministry Network. I'm Danica Olson.
I'm Elizabeth Pedersen.
And I am Adam Butler.
Hello.
What's up, California?
We are here.
We're here. We made it.
By here, we mean Anaheim, California.
Anaheim, California.
It's good.
We're currently at the early arrivers reception.
There's a bumpin' party.
Bumpin' party with lots of desserts.
Will Smith.
Little chocolate squares that are so good.
You should have one. If you're listening to this right now, you should have one.
If you're listening to this right now, you missed them.
Bummer.
All right, so we all
what a way to start. Wish you could be here. If you're not, bummer for you.
Bummer for you. Hey, maybe they'll be some other thing this weekend.
I hope so.
Keep your eye out for the chocolatey square goodness.
We did hear from Todd that the food is just really good here, so I think we're going to get a lot more of it.
Oh, I can't wait.
How was your travel day?
Hopefully more chocolate squares. Yeah, how was your travel day, Adam?
You guys are acting like you've heard this story before.
Oh, wait.
I mean, we have, and it's so good we're forcing you to tell it for the entire listening audience.
My travel day was, you know what, it wasn't the worst one I've heard today. But it was a bit of a struggle. I was sold a probably not great itinerary from
itinerary?
Delta.
Yeah. Did you buy it on Travelocity? Oh, wait.
I bought it straight from Delta. But I wasn't given very much leeway. Like, if anything went wrong, there was not going to be very much. We ended up getting in at the exact time that they said, but it was still insane. So I landed in Salt Lake City on my way from Minneapolis. And I landed with a half an hour. I was still on the plane a half an hour before I was supposed to take off. 15 minutes before the gates were going to close at my next gate. I've never been to the Salt Lake City airport before. I have no idea how big it is. Although the lady who's sitting next to me goes, well, it shouldn't be too bad. It's a pretty small airport. Like, okay, good. All right. So I'm feeling confident as I get off the airplane.
Yeah.
But still, I've got 7 minutes to get from one gate to the next. So I start running. And I get about halfway to the gate, which is pretty far away. It's like two concourses away.
Not as small as she
had. Not as small as she made it sound. And I'm halfway there, and my chest is burning. I've left a lung back in the C concourse. And I'm like, I have to keep running because there's no way I'm going to make it if I don't. So I'm running. And I legitimately, this is one of those moments where, like, I legitimately thought, like, if I keep running, I may die.
Oh my gosh,
and I'm not exaggerating. Like, it was really bad. Anyway, I run to the gate. I turn the corner. And it was like this Home Alone moment, right? I'm running through the airport. I get to the gate, and the doors are about to close, and the guys are sitting at the gate, and I go, I'm here. And they go, are you Adam Butler? And I was like, yes, I am. Yes, I'm here. I made it.
Never been so glad to hear your name before, huh?
And they're like, we were just about to close it down. I was like, oh, thank you. I'm here, though. And so then I get onto the plane, and I spent the entire plane ride, the entire hour and a half, just hacking. And I felt so bad for the guys next to me, because, like, you know, there's a lot of, like, sick stuff going around right now, and, like, some scary travel stuff. And so I'm like, these guys probably think that I'm, like, come down with something. No, sorry, guys. I'm just so out of shape, and I was running at high altitudes.
Also, I smoked 2 packs.
Yes.
No.
Right before I got on the plane.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm teasing.
I'm really glad you made it.
So there's the story. I made it.
We're so glad.
Everything's okay. I've got a great attitude because how could you not when you touch down in Anaheim, California.
Anaheim, California.
Anaheim. So hey, it's good to be here. It's good to be back in this familiar place.
Yes.
Anaheim's a regular destination, and I for one, really love coming back here every year.
After the cloudy weather we've been having, why do we always talk about the weather?
This I don't know.
Kind of our 3TC thing.
Because we're from Minnesota, that's all we've got.
We haven't literally seen the sun in weeks, and so I was so, so excited to see the flaming ball
sun
in the sky.
And palm yeah. trees.
So good.
It was good. It was a little chilly at the airport.
Oh,
like
my goodness.
60s? I mean, just chilly.
Freezing.
But it's good to finally be here.
Yep. Yes, it is. And our theme for this extravaganza is practice, not perfect. And, you know, we're already off to a good start with the way we've traveled here to yeah. this place. And, you know, we're looking forward to hearing some great things on the main stage and lots of really cool workshops and learning tracks and all the things. I was talking with Todd Bugler earlier today, and I told him he was about to leave our table, and I said, hey, real quick, what is the theme in a nutshell? And he said this. He said, we do what we do in order to be better at what we do, not to be perfect at what we do. And I thought that was so good and a great way to start off our time at the E as we think about how we come to the table with what we have to try to be better, but not perfect. And speaking of...
I mean, just happened to be walking by.
Todd Bugler,
literally...
Well, hello.
You want to make a little
the
cameo
man himself.
On the third Tuesday conversation, even though it's
so
not
excited.
Tuesday and certainly not the third
Tuesday?
Not
the Tuesday. Third Tuesday, and... I'm just glad to be here because I didn't think you were going to let me back on again after what happened last time.
Last time?
You know, when it was kind of a debacle, wasn't it? When
was that? It was the very first 3TC podcast, not
up.
A debacle, but
I'm
we've come a long way since then, I think.
You weren't the debacle. I was a debacle. No, there was no debacle. I'm just teasing you.
I'm pretty regularly a debacle.
Here.
Good.
Thanks for bringing us all together here. Oh. Mr. What is your title?
For the network?
Yeah.
Executive director.
Executive director. I was going to call you the president.
No.
Well, executive director is cooler.
Well, sure.
Todd, one of the questions a lot of people ask at Extravaganza is, how many extravaganzas have you been to? Todd, how many extravaganzas is this for you?
This is number 24 for me.
24.
I have been
24.
To every extravaganza.
All of them.
All
fantastic.
Of them. That's right.
That's awesome.
And what are you most excited about for this extravaganza number 24?
Well, it's going to be a great event. Really excited about a lot of things. Also really excited that there are so many people here who have never been here before. Like mm-hmm. over 23% of
yeah.
the people coming to the E,
wow.
this is their first time
that's awesome.
Coming to the event and being a part of this community. So that's way exciting. Really, really fun.
That is really exciting.
What do you think is the... I may be putting you on the spot, but why do you think that number is so big this year?
You know, that's a really good question, and I don't know for certain the answer. I think there is a sense of people trying to find their way in ministry that's really difficult and really complicated.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we're focusing on this year to try to get at that is the sense of how can we be helpful in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. That's the filter that we've put in front of the team is how can we help. You know, people are coming here trying to figure out what's next, what to do, and I think it's to some extent looking for answers. And we don't have answers, but we're together in the questions.
Sure.
So I think people come trying to figure out you know, what kind of help that they need. And then within a community like this, they find the help.
Yeah.
And the help might not... The help, by the way, is not the same thing as an answer.
Sure.
But it's help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and it happens everywhere. Like, it might be in a main stage. It might be in a workshop. But
right.
so much of it happens in the hallways or
right.
at the ice cream shop.
We have an ice cream store this year.
I know, that's kind of fun. Are you excited? You seem excited.
I can't believe they finally took my suggestion.
After all these years.
After all these years.
Years, right, yeah.
So we were just talking a little bit about the theme, practice not perfect,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we're talking about extravaganza. So question for you. What is the most not perfect thing that has happened as you've been preparing for an extravaganza?
Ridiculous, maybe.
Yeah.
Ridiculous things that have happened at extravaganza. There's a long list of ridiculous things that have happened at the extravaganza, from housing debacles to all sorts of goofy things that have happened. And So this was the year that we were in Kansas City, and we have a great team. I mean, that's one of the things I think makes this event work, because there's so many different people that are part of all these different teams, including you guys, this team, really. I mean, I'm sincere in that.
Thank you.
And the E-team is great, and all the teams are great. And they really work ahead, and they try to plan and do their work. And one of the members of our team, we were buying supplies. We had to buy a lot of stuff for this event, a lot of things that happened, and was buying things, especially for the prayer chapel and the spiritual care elements and all that kind of stuff. And bought like towels and Febreze and things like that, and then boxed them up and shipped them from where she lived, actually here in Southern California, to Kansas City, where the event was. Great. Okay, we have lots of things shipped here. And then I get a phone call from the ELCA General Counsel, the lawyer that works in the ELCA.
Oh, boy.
While I'm in Kansas City. Now, I don't know the lawyer. I never met the lawyer. I don't know who the lawyer is, but the lawyer calls me and says, what's going on? And I said, tell me more. And
Context, please.
Yeah, context. And, well, so because we're the ELCA Youth Ministry Network, and so the ELCA is at the front, something had happened, and this letter went, instead of going to me, went to the Bishop Mark Hansen of the ELCA, and it was a letter of complaint from the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, Lord.
Because a box that had been shipped broke open and a fluid leaked out.
Oh, gosh.
At a FedEx facility. And the FedEx facility had to be shut down, and people in hazmat suits had to come in and investigate and clean it up. And it was our box that had Febreze in it.
Oh, my God.
That was being shipped to the extravaganza. And so when the box... yeah, and so when they looked at the address on the box, they just saw ELCA, so they sent a letter, registered letter, to Mark Hansen, the presiding bishop of the ELCA, saying, this is a problem. And Mark gave it to the lawyer who called me.
Oh, my gosh.
And so then I had to deal with the Department of Homeland Security, and there's, of course, the threat of a $20,000 fine because we shipped toxic, hazardous chemicals without labeling it.
Not great.
And
deliciously smelling toxic chemicals.
It was the best smelling disaster that FedEx assembly plant had ever had. But it was true. And so I explained what happened, and the guy said, well, okay, I think I can not, you know, we can make this go away in terms of the fine. But so he did. The fine was waived, but we had to promise to never ship Febreze again. And actually, and I'm not making this up, to this day, I have to, before the extravaganza, send a note to the entire team saying you cannot ship liquids, gases, or any other hazardous material. Because if something were to happen, I have to be able to show evidence that I had told the team not to do this. Otherwise, the network will be able to. So to that, like this year, I still had to send this note out to the entire team saying, please don't ship Febreze to the E. Just buy it there. Thank you very much.
Department of Homeland Security.
That might be the worst ridiculous thing that ever happened.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about ridiculous things that could happen, like, I don't know, like these boxes you're talking about ending up in some other country or something like that, just you don't think that the Department of Homeland Security is going to be involved in something like this.
Right, yeah, that's not...
Like, this is a really important event, but... Not that important,
this
right?
Yes, it is that important.
This is exactly that important.
The Department of Homeland Security even cares about the extravaganza.
They were looking for their ticket in.
Yeah, exactly. So that's if I had to pick, that's the most ridiculous. There have been other things, but that's the most ridiculous moment we've had.
Wow.
Fantastic. Probably takes the cake.
It's pretty good.
Thanks for that story. Really, you've added a lot to our podcast today.
I am. If nothing else, I'm here to add value to your day.
And we are about to add value to all of your days, because we are going to tell you how...
You're going to do that right now?
Yeah, we're doing it. Can I do that something first?
Oh, no, I'm just like, I wasn't really ready. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, deep breath.
Drum roll.
Oh, my gosh, come on. All right, we're going to, I am going to tell you how you can win a pair of AirPods at the extravaganza. Yes.
Real AirPods? Like, not just the
real,
fake
ones? Real, actual Apple AirPods, not the...
These aren't ones spelled A-I-R-P-U-D-S, AirPods?
No, they're legit AirPods.
The legit kind.
Away. The legit kind. We bought them for real, and we're going to give them away to somebody. Here's what you need to do. Listen carefully. We would like for you to post a picture of yourself on Facebook or Instagram, and you need to be taking a selfie with either one of our awesome 3TC stickers, which you can acquire at our 3TC table in the exhibit area, or with our Third Tuesday Conversation sign, which is, you know, right next to the table of stickers that you can find right, like, right in the front of the exhibit area when you walk in. Post a picture of your beautiful face holding a 3TC logo and hashtag 3TC at the E, as well as hashtag EXT20, and make sure that you are subscribed to our podcast, and you will be entered in to win a pair of Apple AirPods.
Now, right. that was a lot of stuff.
So can somebody recap?
Recap it.
You, somebody else say it in their own words.
Okay, so post a picture on Instagram or Facebook with
a selfie,
with Third Tuesday swag or banner.
Yes.
Using the hashtag 3TC at the E.
And EXT20.
Oh, and EXT20.
Well,
I missed that.
It would be a good thing because it's contributing
both
to the whole
hashtags.
Event thing. EXT20, 3TC at the E, hashtags.
And you must be a subscriber to the podcast.
You got
to
do it.
Got to subscribe.
On any platform?
Yeah, any of them.
Honor system.
Honor
Sweet.
System.
Whoa.
Well.
I'm a trusting guy.
All right.
We are going to enter all those people into a drawing. We will draw the name, and it will be announced on the main stage.
Yes,
Saturday night. Main stage at the E.
And I'll just let you know that I've already been informed that because I am one of the hosts of the Third Tuesday Conversation podcast, I regrettably cannot win one of the pairs of AirPods.
I think that's fair enough, Adam.
I think it's fair. It's just, I'm bumming.
And, yeah, so
pay attention to social media.
Yes.
Over the next several days. If you're not at the E, you'll have a chance still to win our second pair. But you'll have to watch a second pair. That's right, Paul. Our second pair.
Two pairs.
Tune in.
So
to
watch social media.
Right.
And
tune in to all the different ways because we got social media going with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. We've got a live stream going on with some stuff. We got all sorts of things going on. So
watch for your next. Wow.
You just coughed into the microphone.
I know. I can't help it. Too much running at altitude.
All right. We've got AirPods to give away. We hope you have figured out how to win the first pair. If you're not at the E this year, don't worry. You aren't counted out. Listen in soon for more info on the second pair.
Not listen. Watch social media this weekend.
Fine. I'm sorry. Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yep.
Sweet.
All right.
Before we go, one thing you're most excited about for this weekend. Go.
I'm excited for the hallway conversations, just, you know, connecting with people that I don't get to connect with regularly.
Yes.
That's good stuff. That's the soul-filling stuff for me.
Yep. I love coming to the E because it's like a giant family reunion, so it's already begun a little bit, and I just love being able to see people who I consider youth ministry family and catching up. Those kinds of things. But I'm also kind of stoked about the track.
Yeah, me too.
Method.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how that
goes. Track design this year. So
it's going to be great.
And you?
I am excited to sneak into Disneyland. Don't tell Disneyland.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm excited about, wow. Sneaking into Disneyland. Watch out.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to be recording, as we did last year, some live episodes at the Extravaganza, which we'll release throughout the year.
Yep.
So if you weren't able to make it this weekend, this year, you'll have a chance to hear from some of them.
Yes.
Please stop by and visit us, though, and listen and hang out with us.
Yep.
We'll be around.
Grab a sticker.
Can't wait.
See you soon.
Welcome to Cali.
Hey, make sure you write a review when you subscribe to us, too. That would be really sweet. We want a lot of people to find this. All right. We're out.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.